talk about what's next with the podcast, with HX Pod. We've been going through the attributes, and by we, I mean me. I've been going through the attributes, and first of all, if you are hearing this, thank you for listening. I don't know who you are or where in the world you are, but I really do appreciate it. So this podcast has kind of an unusual format. It's almost more of a documentation reference than a podcast. You know, I mean, each episode is about 10 minutes long, and it really is covering just one specific thing. I've been doing the bonus episodes, but primarily the main episodes are just these sort of short snippets about one particular focus thing. Very tech heavy. This is not like, oh, just some random person will pick it up and be like, yeah, this is a really fun podcast. So I don't know how useful it is to listen to a new attribute each episode if you aren't currently working on something with that attribute. I don't know the answer to that. My hope is that each episode is kind of like a building block of knowledge. And even if it doesn't fully fit into place when you listen to it right now, you might remember it and be able to come back to it. Or it will spark something that, you know, if you're working in HTMX, then maybe it will be kind of in the right realm to make sense and to add something new. And that's kind of what it's done for me, is going through these each attribute, I've discovered stuff that I just never knew about. And now I use on a regular basis. So it is hard to ignore, though, that the most popular episodes, and I don't try to look too much at the stats. I want to sort of put that aside a little bit. But it is hard to ignore the most popular episodes have been the conversations. And I've done a few of those. Some of them are longer, some of them are shorter. But I get that. That's what most podcasts are. You know, it's people talking about people talking to their friends, people talking to their coworkers, especially tech podcasts. You know, they're fun. You chat. I really like those. So I'm going to do more of those. But I am not going to stop going through every single part of HTMX that I can. So we're done with the attributes. So what does that mean, going through all the different parts? So here's what we haven't done, what I haven't done. I don't know why I say we all the time, like this is some operation with multiple people. It's just right, you know, it's just me. I don't know why I say we. I really don't. Okay, the royal we. So here's the things we haven't done. I haven't done. One, the custom HTMX headers. So these are the special headers, request and response, that are available with HTMX, and they do just different things. There's lots of different little things you can do with these custom headers, which is not exactly obvious. I don't really use headers that often in other contexts. So I'm interested to get into those and see what sort of stuff you can do with the headers. I already know a few of them, but I haven't gone a deep dive on these yet. So that's going to be part of the next several episodes. So the headers is one. Number two is the extensions. So these are really, really useful parts of HTMX. Some of them used to be in the core, as I understand it, and some of them might be in the core again, depending on, you know, what sort of needs to be there. And these are extensions that either other people can write or they're written by the creator of HTMX. I don't really know what the details on some of the extensions are, but I know that they really serve specific purposes and specific use cases. I know there's like a debugging extension. There's like a sockets extension. So we're going to go through every single extension that's available. That's number two. Number three is the patterns. So patterns, and by patterns, I just mean episodes on building a modal, you know, a little pattern of something you do, or a calendar, or a notification system, or infinite scroll, or any of the sort of dozens of little solutions that people figure out. And, you know, maybe the bigger patterns of how to structure an application. I haven't really decided yet on what sort of patterns those are going to be, you know, big, small. I want to keep the episodes sort of focused on, you know, these sort of 10-minute snippets too, so I don't want to get too deep on some of them, but you know, that's something when you're actually building something and you can go and just look up an episode and find one of these patterns, and I'll, you know, try and talk about how that would be built with HTMX. And then number four, just tips and tricks. So these are kind of like light patterns, but maybe even more focused. So there's a lot of stuff. And you know, mixed into that, I also want to talk about kind of the, you know, I've done some episodes on just the ethos of building, this kind of simplified building style. So those are going to continue to be the kind of bonus episodes. And I also want to just have more conversations with more people building stuff with HTMX. I want to hear about HTMX in different stacks, being used for different reasons. I want to hear about what's happening out there in the wilds of the internet. I want to have some fun with it. So, you know, that is fun to just kind of talk to people about what they're building. And, you know, maybe even talk about my own experience building things on the web, which I've done in a few episodes. But mainly I want to highlight people's projects using HTMX out there because I think it is useful to hear because HTMX is still so new. It is, you know, it has not been around long enough to really sort of be part of the full conversation of this stuff. But I think that it is going to be. That's just my, you know, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this. I think this has changed the way I run my business. I haven't really done a project that doesn't use HTMX for the last few months. And that's just because it fits into everything right now. So I think this is just the beginning. I've been basically shamelessly mining this gigantic Hypermedia Systems book for content for the podcast. And I mean, this book is great. And it's huge. So we are nowhere near done. So anyway, I'm excited. And thank you for listening. I hope you're excited too. And yeah, be on the lookout for some. The next big thing is going to be a bunch of episodes about the request and response headers.